This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to scammers who blackmail restaurants by demanding money to take down bogus, nasty reviews. Yeah, some of those, oh, there was a toenail in my pasta fazool, aren't just cranks, they're criminal. WHRO's Paul Bebo reports from Norfolk, Virginia.
Kim Alter owns the restaurant Nightbird. One morning in July, she checked her email and found a polite extortion demand.
We've already put one-star reviews up and we will continue to do so until you pay us. We're really sorry. We know this is illegal. Thank you.
They wanted $75 in gift cards. Alter is in San Francisco. She posted about the threat online and discovered restaurants from New York, Chicago, and Houston were also targeted. Emily Knight of the Texas Restaurant Association says restaurants there couldn't kill the sham reviews fast enough.
It took a number of days.
Review extortion isn't new. Restaurants and hotels have dealt with it for years. But this particular grift comes at a touchy time for the hospitality industry, with inflation squeezing profits and high staff turnover. Here's Bob McNabb at Old Dominion University.
If you're a manager, you're continually hiring people to replace the people who are quitting because they could find higher paying jobs elsewhere.
Short staffing could mean longer wait times, colder mozzarella sticks, and more bad reviews. McNabb says big chains have media budgets to tell their own stories and the muscle to get fake reviews removed. But for the little guys,
it's a David versus Goliath problem, except you're David without any stones.
So how are restaurant managers coping? Brian Williams walks through Terrapin just before Friday dinner rush in Virginia Beach. The staff sweeps and chops onions. He ticks off possible disasters, supply chain snags, Wi-Fi crashes, missing wine. When he talks about reviews, he sounds a bit like an anxious playwright after opening night.
I try not to read them too often. I feel like you can get caught up in those things a little too much, and that kind of takes away from running the restaurant.
Williams says he focuses on the long term and tries not to obsess. When he goes home, he gardens, and he says he does not look at his phone. I'm Paul Bebo for Marketplace.